I hope you had a swell intermission. First thing that we're going to do is the drawing. I guess most of you know about the drawing. It's a free drawing to win a t-shirt or, could you turn that box a little bit? Or recording of your choice from the Augusta store. And this is the certificate for the winner. It's very official. And Marcy, would you please mix up those names? Make sure you didn't put your mom right on top. Well, you know, we heard that David Letterman's not going to do the Academy Awards next year, so we'd like to be considered. Wait, I don't think it's legal for you to hold the box and grab.
What? Where's the drum roll? Marcy Marks, no. Tony Vitale from Louisville, Kentucky! Tony! Where are you, Tony?
Are you here?
Where are you? Tony, not the guy running out the back door, probably not. Where is Tony? Wave.
He's in the bathroom. Well, Marcy, I think you'll have to deliver this.
I know where the men's room is. He what? Tony. Well, we don't actually have the t-shirt, but we want to recognize you as our winner. Tony! Oh my God, Tony. Speech, speech.
Give him the certificate, Marcy. All right. Well, we picked this next song for a number of reasons. First of all, we know that there's always some teenagers in the crowd. And are there some teenagers here tonight?
I still actually feel like a teenager.
You look like one, too. Well, we also know that there are a lot of parents in the crowd. We know that there are some parents of teenagers. We also know that there are some people in the crowd who once were teenagers and drove their parents crazy. This song is for all of you. We wrote it at a songwriting workshop with Tom Paxton. He has two children and one grandchild now. He comes to this song honestly through experience. And for those folks in my songwriting class, I just want you to know that sometimes you don't even have to write the words to your songs. Sometimes it's enough just to remember some of that stuff your parents said to you over and over and over. And over and over and over again. In fact, you'd like to forget that stuff, but you can't. And so our concept of revenge on the parents is to take that stuff and put it into songs. And it's not enough to put them into songs. We put them onto records, so our parents have to live with it forever now.
To our siblings, you're next. Better be nice.
This is about peer group pressure. Everybody's getting their ears pierced. Everybody's hanging at the mall. Everybody's going to the concert. Everybody's doing it all. My kid's facing disaster. My poor kid's up a tree. Everybody's parents are so cool. My poor kid's got me. If everybody jumped off the top of a cliff, would you? If everybody said they could fly, would you try that too? Got a tattoo where they sit, swallowed whole loaves, including the pit, and their parents didn't know, didn't care. Well, I'm still your mother, and don't you dare. Jane spent $85 on jeans with holes in the knee. Jody's dad gave him a credit card, sent him on a shopping spree. Key traveling to Africa, and she's sitting in a first class seat. They've got parents with money trees. My poor kid's got me. If everybody jumped off the top of a cliff, would you? If everybody said they could fly, would you try that too? If everybody's streaking down the National Mall, eating chili pepper jello and having a ball, and their parents didn't know, didn't care, well, I'm still your mother, and don't you dare. Jenny's mom lets her wear makeup. Joe's dad lets him drink beer. Carrie's dad lets her rollerblade with no helmet or gear. Matt's mom and dad let him stay out and party all night without a scene. Watch endless hours of MTV. My poor kid's got me. If everybody jumped off the top of a cliff, would you? If everybody said they could fly, would you try that too? If everybody bungee jumped without the cord, cut their nails with a samurai sword, and their parents didn't know, didn't care, well, I'm still your mother, and don't you dare. Can you turn that record down? I can't hear myself think. I wish your father had never bought you that guitar. Everybody's getting their license and the keys to their very own car. And everybody turns the amp up to 10 to play heavy metal guitar. And everybody wears those oversized clothes and shaves a design in their hair. And everybody's parents seem to be away. I'm gonna stay right here. If everybody jumped off the top of a cliff, would you? If everybody said they could fly, would you try that too? If everybody this and everybody that would think they had nine lives just like a cat, and their parents didn't know, didn't care, well, I'm still your mother, and don't you dare. Where have you been? I have been waiting up all night long for you. Yes, I have a right to know where you've been. We are so having a two-way conversation. This is the part where I talk and you listen. Where'd you get that sweater? That's my sweater, isn't it? Those are my shoes. I see, I'm not home. You walk into my closet, you take my sweater, my shoes, you take them and wear them to a party that you don't tell me you're going to. I wait up all night long worrying about all the horrible things that might have happened to you. You don't even have the courtesy to call me, and you're wearing my clothes. Young lady, that's enough. Yes, I can do something about it. You're grounded. You'd like to know what grounded means? No problem, I'd like to tell you. Grounded means that you come home from school, you go to your room, you do your homework. You come out for dinner, you go back to your room, you do your homework, and the next morning you get up and you go to school again, and it starts all over again. Grounded means no allowance, no parties, no car privileges, no telephone privileges, no telephone. You'd like to know how long this goes on for? This goes on until you are 21 years old. Young lady, you can't talk to me like that. I am still your mother. We have a wonderful guest coming out now. He's someone who has charmed the students of Vocal Week and Old Time Week off and on for a couple of years. His name is Carl Rutherford. He calls himself a mountain music man who has diversified into the blues, into gospel, into honky-tonk, and into some rock and roll. He's written over 60 songs and recorded many of those songs on his latest recording, which is Coal Mining Songs Written by a Coal Mining Man. In fact, Carl Rutherford is one of the last living hand loaders in the coal mining industry, so he sings and speaks from experience. We are really pleased to have him here as a guest at the Augusta Workshops this week. Please welcome Carl Rutherford.
Quit it now, we just got 15 minutes. A little bit of West Virginia breakdown just for the fun of it. I'll tell you, I got a sad one I got to do. I'm going to go ahead and get it out of the way, okay? It's one about a mine disaster that happened downriver from me and down in McDowell County. The song will tell you all about it. It's on my new CD. It's called Little Annie. Big C, huh? Little Annie, little Annie, don't just stand and wring your hands. They brought out so many, but not your Jesse, man. Lord, the whistle blowed that morning, so strange and so long. Everybody round the mines know that something bad was wrong. McDowell County, West Virginia, 1940, January 10. Bartley number one blowed 392 feet clear out the shaft, killing all 91 men. Many old fathers, many young sons, yes, so many young men. They left home that morning, never come back again. They say section L-47, the left-hand room, is blowed in so bad it'll become their final tune. Oh, little Annie, little Annie, don't you stand and wring your hands. They brought out so many, none of them is your man. It's 3 days now you've been standing in the cold so long. Little Annie, pretty Annie, better let us take you home. Little Annie, pretty Annie, don't just stand and wring your hands. Little Annie, pretty Annie, they're not bringing out your man. Little Annie, pretty Annie, don't just stand and wring your hand. Little Annie, pretty Annie, honey, let us. must take you home. Wasting
Carl,
time.
Carl, tell him about it. Yeah. Yeah, Carl got a big award for that song at East Tennessee State University.
Don't you wasting time, honey. You're wasting time. We got music to do. No, I won $500 first place in a songwriting contest in the folk category with that song. And September the 7th, I get to go down to Bristol and be in concert with Bill Monroe. Now, I'm dirty. Jim don't know about this tune. I'm gonna throw it in because I got 2 minutes I can feel with this. And what it is, there was a black piano player hit St. Louis, Missouri 100 years ago this spring, playing a lot of ragtime stuff. And he played one called The Entertainer. His name was Scott Joplin. He was a gin-drinking piano player. And I tried my best to learn that tune, and I couldn't do it the way he does it on the piano. Here it is the way I do it on a guitar, a little bit. Myself. No kidding, 1.5 minutes left. That's all?
Yeah, go ahead. Hurry up.
Okay, we'll leave one out and we'll
get
it. That's all I can do. They're running behind us saying they want to. We'll leave that one out. It was called a West Virginia's Last Handload. If you want to get it, I got it out there on a CD, okay? Sorry about that. Here's one that's on a CD, a little fast piece of picking, called A Miner's High Step. Whew. Now, if you think it is, it's Snot Cripple Creek. Thank you.
Baker. I'd like to sit down and pick his brain for a while. In fact, I'll be right. Our next performer was born and raised in Gilmer County and lives there still. She learned to play music from her mother and also from her husband's family. She's learned lots and lots of songs from them. She's an absolutely wonderful person. She has been recorded by our friend Jerry Mills. And those recordings are, yeah, isn't that wonderful? That's fabulous. All in the family kind of thing. And her recordings are available in the Augusta store. I don't know if you know this, but the Augusta Heritage Arts Workshops sponsors the West Virginia Folk Arts Apprenticeship Program. Debbie Redden, who you will see join Phyllis, is a part of that program. So we're real anxious to see that. There's also one quick announcement. I'm sorry, I forgot this. There is no Cajun jam on Hallie Hurr's porch tonight. It will happen later in the week. Stay posted. So back to Phyllis Marks. She's absolutely a wonderful person, an idol to all, and a fashion monger. Please welcome Phyllis Marks.
I sung at the West Virginia Folk Festival for 40 years, but the most help I got has been from the Augusta Festival. And Debbie Redding has been the apprentice from the Augusta Heritage Festival that they sent to me. And tonight, I sprung it on her that she was going to help me sing, and she didn't know that till just a little bit ago. So this is not too hard a song, and most of you probably know it, so if you do, just sing along with us. Oh, the wind blew high, the wind blew low, it blew across the moor. Till John Jones said to Jane, his wife, get up and bar the door. Oh, I have worked so hard, said she, I've washed and scrubbed the floor. Get up, you lazy man, get up and bar the door. Oh, I have worked so hard, said he, I'm sure I can't do more. Get up, my darling wife, get up and bar the door. And so between the two, they made a pact, a solemn vow they swore. That the very first one to say a word would have to bar the door. So the wind blew high, the wind blew low, it blew across the moor. But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. Three robbers came along that way, they came across the moor. They saw a light and walked right in, right through the open door. Oh, who's the good man of this house? Is he rich or is he poor? But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. So they ate their bread, they drank their ale, they said, come give us more. But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. I'll pull the old man's beard, said one, I'll beat him till he's sore. But still no one would say a word for barring of the door. I'll kiss his pretty wife, said one, of her I would adore. And then the old man shook his fist and gave a mighty roar. Oh, you'll not kiss my wife, said he, I'll throw you on the floor. Said Jane, now John, you spoke a word, get up and bar the door. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you, David. If you would call it an advantage, I have one from Debbie. I can't tell whether you like me or not, but that was her first time on the stage, and I'm sure she was scared, but she did a good job. I have to have a little drink every once in a while because of my... had my salivary gland rerouted to my eyes there. Hopefully I could see, but it didn't happen that way. But the next song I think I'll sing is, these are all older songs than I've heard tonight, but this one was from my father-in-law. But he sang it to me before he's my father-in-law. He probably wouldn't have sang it to me if he'd known he was going to be my father-in-law. But it's not... the school children sings Old King Cole. But this one was supposed to be Old King Called. Forerunner, I suppose. Old King called, he called for his ball, he called for his fiddlers three. But none of his fiddlers couldn't fiddle a bit, but a mighty good fiddle had he. T.I.Addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King called, he called for his ball, he called for his fifers three. But none of his fifers couldn't fife a bit, but a mighty good fife had he. Doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I.Addle, said the fiddlers. All you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Join in on the chorus. Old King Cole, he called for his ball, he called for his drummers three. But none of his drummers couldn't drum a bit, but a mighty good drum had he. Drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I.Addle, said the fiddlers. All you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his ball, he called for his weavers three. But none of his weavers couldn't weave a bit, but a mighty good loom had he. Running in and out, said the weavers, drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, T.I.Addle, said the fiddlers. All you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his ball, he called for his farmers three. But none of his farmers couldn't farm a bit, but a mighty good farm had he. Gee, woo, haw, said the farmers, running in and out, said the weavers, drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, ti-addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his bowl, called for his preachers three, but none of his preachers couldn't preach a bit, but a mighty good text had he. Good gosh almighty, said the preachers, gee, woe, haw, said the farmers, running in and out, said the weavers, drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, ti-addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Old King Cole, he called for his ball, he called for his harpoons three, but none of his harpoons couldn't harp a bit, but a mighty good harpoon had he. Ring-dang-diddle, said the harpoons. Good gosh almighty, said the preachers. Gee, woe, haw, said the farmers, running in and out, said the weavers, drumma, 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 said the drummers, doodle, 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 said the fifers, ti-addle, said the fiddlers, all you girls, you fair Scot lads, fare thee well, my dears. Thank you. Thank you. I know you're lying, but I love it. I wasn't always blind, and the first time that I saw Jerry, well, I'd been working, and my health wasn't clean, and Michael Klein was here then, and he kept calling and wanting to come to my house, and I'd give him some excuse because my house was dirty, and so then when I started going blind, he called one day from Glenville and wanted to know if he could come up. And I guess I was just discouraged. I said, well, I can't see the house. It's dirty anyway. Just come on up. So he had this young man with him that was kind of shy, I thought. But he turned out to be Jerry Milnes and one of the best friends I've got. I don't believe he's shy anymore either. This is a song that my mother sang. It was one of the first songs I sang at the West Virginia Folk Festival because I didn't think I could sing a ballad or a pretty song, so I thought I could sing these foolish songs. It's about the farmer and his wife. So these other people have to tune up their instruments. I may have to think about how I'll start this one. That's the only instrument I have. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little old man come in from living under the hill, and if he ain't moved away, he's living there still. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. The devil came to him one day, said, one of your family I'm gonna take away. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Take her, oh, take her, oh, she's a joy in my heart. I hope by golly we'll never part. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. He took her to the forks of the roads. Is the old lady or an awful load? Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. He took her to the depths of hell, said, stir up the fire and we'll scorch her well. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i day. Little devil was rattling a chain, and she up with a hatchet and split out his brain. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. Little devil was sitting on the wall, said, take her home, daddy, she's a-murdering us all. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. Little old man, he peeped out the crack. He seed the old devil come a-wagging her back. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. Little old man was sick in the bed, and she up with a butter stick and paddle his head. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. Little old woman went a-whistling over the hill, said, the devil won't have me, I don't know who will. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. The women have the advantage over the men, they can go to hell and back again. Sing a fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, fi, diddle-i, diddle-i, day. Thank you. Thank you very much. They said I could sing one more, so maybe I'll try to redeem myself and sing something pretty.
Time on the Mississippi. I worked on the Julia Bell Swain for 8 years, as Kathy mentioned. There was a man who used to build boats on the upper Mississippi. His name was Joe Reynolds, Diamond Joe Reynolds. In 1937, a folk song collector from the Library of Congress taped a man at Parchman Prison in Mississippi, a fellow named Charlie Butler, doing a song called Diamond Joe. And doing research into those old river songs, it dawned on me that this song was probably being sung to a steamboat. Every boat Diamond Joe Reynolds built had a diamond on the side with J-O right in the middle. And one of his boats was actually called the Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Take me away from this horrible prison. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. Well, I ain't going to work in this country, neither on Forrester's farm. I'm gonna sit till my Maybell comes. She's gonna call me Tom. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. Gonna tell you no secrets, ain't gonna tell you no lies. I'm gonna sit till my Maybell comes, watch her rolling on by. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me. Diamond Joe, come and get me, Diamond Joe. Yes, sometimes I do think that you're too sweet to die. Some